Well, good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday morning, and before we look at a news article from Alberta, Canada, I want to read to you a Old Testament verse that you should be very familiar with, and then I want you to keep this verse in the back of your mind as you listen to this article. Now, I mentioned to you Alberta, Canada. Let me remind you that Alberta is a province in Canada, and just for a matter of perspective, I pulled it up on the map so we could remind ourselves about where it's at. This province would be due north of Montana, okay, so it's not the most western province. It is just next to that, if you will, kind of in the middle there. It's on the western part of the prairie provinces in Canada. It's the most populous of the three prairie provinces, with approximately 4 million people living in it. Now, hear the word of the Lord coming to us from Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I hope these are very familiar verses to you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these are the words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Now listen, please, you shall teach them diligently to your children, shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house, and upon your gates. Now listen to this article. Homeschooling families can't teach homosexual acts as sinful in class, says Alberta government. This is coming to us Thursday, February 23rd. So it's a couple days old, but it's still relevant. It's coming to us from the capital city of Alberta. Under Alberta's new Education Act, homeschoolers and faith-based schools will not be permitted to teach that homosexual acts are sinful as part of their academic program, says the spokesperson for Education Minister Thomas Luxenzuck. Whatever the nature of schooling, homeschool, private school, Catholic school, we do not tolerate disrespect for differences. Now, I want to pause right there and say that we also do not disrespect we don't tolerate disrespecting either. We are not suggesting that Christians should be driving around town and being personally and individually disrespectful to those who hold differences. But there is a sharp line that needs to be identified between the articulation of that which is disrespectful, which may in fact be perceived as being disrespectful. This is the spokesman continues. You can affirm the family's ideology in your family life. You just can't do it as part of your education, study, and instruction. Now think about the degree to which this Education Act in Canada is asking homeschool families to draw artificial lines that clearly violate the Word of God. The text that I read to you comes to us from the Mosaic Law, and it's God speaking to us, confirming the importance of incorporating biblical instruction into the daily life of families. And so for those who homeschool, it appears to me that it would be virtually impossible to establish the line that this Education Act is asking private homeschool Catholic schools to do. Reacting to the remarks, Paul Ferris of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association said the Ministry of Education is clearly signaling that they are in fact planning to violate the private conversations families have in their homes. My response would be, what business is it of the federal government? What is being instructed in the home with regard to the Bible and what the Bible says? And I will tell you, this does not just impact Christians living in Canada. This impacts Muslims living in Canada as well. And the article is only focused on Christians, but this is not limited to just Christians. It should include conservative Jews as well as Muslims. And so this is just another example of how government is invading the home, home life, the privacy of the individual home. The HSLDA, that's the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and other homeschooling groups warned this week that the new Alberta Education Act, which was retabled by the Alison Redford's progressive conservative government on February 14th to replace the existing school act, threatens to mandate diversity education in all schools, including homeschools. They go on to specifically identify Section 16 as the one that targets the homeschool families with this idea of honoring and respecting. And again, there is a difficult line in the sand with regard to honoring and respecting. Jesus was incredibly compassionate with the woman that was caught in adultery in John chapter 8, and yet he also said, go and sin no more, identifying that what she was doing was sin and that it should not be tolerated. The article goes on to identify the struggles that Christian schools and homeschool families will have with the incorporation or the adherence to this law. The bottom line is, break the law. Break the law. I was listening to Kevin Swanson, and he always has great programs, and he was specifically identifying teachers, encouraging teachers to break the law. And again, that kind of rubs against us, and we think about, well, what do you do with Romans 13, Pastor Sean? And the reality is that there will be and there are times whereby Christians must break the law. They must break the law. And that is just the reality. An unlawful law must be broke. And the idea that the government would instruct a pastor as to what he could preach or a mother or father as to what they could teach is clearly off limits. Now, what this law is attempting to do is to establish a very fine line between academic instruction and biblical instruction or religious instruction. But I would tell you that for most homeschool families, that line does not exist. And there's not a time that they stop with academic instruction and then begin with religious instruction and then go back to academic instruction. In fact, the reason many families homeschool is because they want to fully include biblical instruction into all aspects of the curriculum without regard to any kind of a breakage or a desynchronization, if you will. The article goes on to talk about the fact that the Supreme Court of Canada released a unanimous decision that suggested that Article 16, which is the article that we're specifically referencing, that limits the instruction, applies to all in the province, including homeschool families or home education families. Pro-family observers warn that the ruling risk emboldening other providential governments in their effort to impose diversity programs. The idea becomes, once Alberta paves the way, then Ontario and Quebec and British Columbia all follow suit. Effort to normalize homosexualities in the government schools. Finally, the article concludes with a strong effort to ask homeschool families, Christian families, all that would be concerned about this, to call and write their representatives. The long arm of the government wants to reach into families' homes and control what they teach to their own children in their own homes about religion, sexuality, and morality. These are not the words of a government that is friendly to homeschooling or parental freedom. And all of us that reside in the United States should be exceptionally concerned about this. And we should be aware of what's going on in our neighboring country, for the potential exists for these type of acts to influence the way citizens in America think with regard to what can be permitted and is not permitted in a private school, in a Christian school, and in homeschooling. So stay informed, and thanks for listening.